Four games to go, 8 days remain. The regular season is almost over for the Milton Menace. And then it's the playoffs. Looking at the standings right now, as I record this, the Menace are in third place in the West Conference. If those playoffs started right now, the Menace would take on the King Rebellion, which is kind of poetic when you consider the King Rebellion were once the Brantford 99ers, and before that, our beloved Milton IceHawks. But there's still games left on the schedule, and the Menace have a real shot at second place in the West. Just need to win out, and for Collingwood to lose some games. That starts this weekend. We spoke with Captain Graham McCauley about tonight's game against Caledon, Sunday's game against those dastardly Collingwood Blues, and we previewed the upcoming playoff run. Here's episode 17 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. Busy weekend for you guys. Three games in, I think you said, 5 days. Friday, Sunday, Tuesday. Let's look at the away game against Burlington. 6-4 win. How did you feel coming out of that game knowing you had a big match on Sunday?
Yeah, that was a huge one. I don't remember exactly how the sequence of goals went, but there were a couple of times where we were down there. So it was huge to come back and win that game. Obviously, you know, with Burlington being, you know, one of our biggest rivals, our Halton rival, it's easier to get up for those games. But, you know, in the standings, too, we needed that win. So that was a huge win. You know, kind of shot ourselves in the foot with a bunch of minor penalties, but we're able to find a way.
Yeah, I got in front of me here. You were down 3-1. You tied it up. You were then down 4-3 in the third period, and you came back with three more goals. So good come-from-behind victory.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, for Fabby, that was this huge, you know, coming back game. I think he had 3-1 for 4 points there. So that was a huge night for him.
Yeah, he had a big weekend because then he followed up with another goal on Sunday. Obviously not the outcome you guys want to have against the Patriots, the top team in your conference. But 7-4 loss, you guys had it in the second and then five goals in a row. And next thing you know, it's a 7-4 game.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you look at the box score and you see that, but I mean, we were back and forth. We were up 3-2 until, you know, halfway through the second there, and then we took a lot of penalties in a row. And you know, when you're in the box that much against a team like that, they're gonna put the puck in the net. So, you know, we lost 7-4. We give up 6 power play goals. So, you know, if we're able to stay 5-on-5 against a team like that, you know, I really like our chances. But you know, if we play a 7-game series and we're in the box that much, we probably don't beat them. If we play 5-on-5, then you know, I like our shot.
I know it's a mentality in the NHL where the playoffs you get a bit more. Let's say the refs tend to put the whistles away a bit more. Is that the same in the OJHL? Obviously, there's a degree in difficulty below the NHL for the OJHL, but is it maybe a similar mindset in that you can be a bit more feistier? It's playoff hockey again?
I'd like to think so. You know, I won't comment on any refing, but
right.
It just depends on the refs that you get, to be honest. You know, some will, you know, let a lot more go, and others like to call a lot of penalties. So, you know, I like to think, you know, especially as a defenseman, that, you know, you would get away with a little bit more. But it, honestly, it really just depends on who's at the game.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's wrap up this three-game and 5 days spat here with a 2-1 win over Georgetown last night as we are recording on Wednesday. Wolf and Tristan got two goals, a goal each, we'll say, and a good win over a local rival. Outshot them 54-27.
Yeah, it was another one of those wins where it's like you take the 2 points and you move on, but we'd like to make it, a little bit easier on ourselves. You know, having double their shots dominated the majority of it, dominated the entire game. You know, we just need to find a way. I mean, to get our special teams going a little bit better. You know, we did shoot ourselves in the foot again with some more unfortunate penalties. So one of those ones, you take the 2 points, you move on. I feel like I've said that a lot this year, but just kind of try and learn from as much as you can and move to Friday.
All right, let's look ahead to Friday. It's against Caledon. It's a home game. Should be a lighter matchup compared to what you have on Sunday, but let's talk about Caledon first. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, they're a skilled team. They can put the puck in the net. You know, I think I was just looking this morning. I think they beat King last night. So, and King's a team that we've had trouble with this year for whatever reason. So, it's, at this time of year, you can't go into a game, you know, with the mindset that you're just going to roll over a team. You know, as we learned last night, you know, Georgetown doesn't have many wins, but, you know, it was a close game. So, we just got to keep building towards playoffs. So, when we go into round one, we're at our peak.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are fighting for that second playoff spot in the West, and Caledon, they're officially out of the playoffs, but obviously they would love to play spoiler, especially against the Menace, right? So it's exactly. It's going to be a feisty matchup. All right, we can look ahead to Sunday against Collingwood. This is the big game of the weekend, probably the biggest game to finish out your season. Collingwood sitting in second place, you guys sitting in third place. Are you antsy to get back on the ice against this team?
Yeah, that'll be a huge game. I don't think we've played them since, I want to say early November, so or December. But, yeah, no, it's always good to play those guys. Easy to get up for those games as well. You know, on the road, I think it's an early afternoon game, I believe. Yeah, that'll be a good test to see where we're at right now. Super confident going into that one.
Is it good to have a game like this Collingwood game ahead of the playoffs where we have 10 days to go in the regular season and then it's the playoffs? This is almost like a playoff trial run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have this one, and then, you know, we had the Pats on this past Sunday where, you know, special teams aside, we were very good. And then we have Leamington next week too. So we have, you know, kind of a matchup against everyone going into the playoffs here with against a lot of teams that we will potentially play. So, It's good to get a feel where we're at, where they're at, and, you know, what our confidence level is going in playoffs.
What's the message from Coach Dan in the locker room, just getting ready for this playoff run?
Just to keep building. Honestly, even after, like, the Sunday loss, I think it's, you know, you'd like to win at this time of year, but regardless of the matchup, if we're confident with our game and with how our top guys are playing, going into the playoffs, then that's all we could ask for. Yeah, you can compare it to last year. I don't think we had a statistically very good end of the season, and then we were just rolling in the playoffs. If we're able to find that again this year, then I have a lot of confidence in this week.
All right, well, Graham, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Can't appreciate it.